Good day, NDA. This is Mr. Navarro, and welcome to this edition of the Nightly News. Hope you enjoy it.
Hey, this is Danny and Justina, and we are going to be interviewing a TK student and a kindergarten student here at NDA.
We are going to ask them about what they are learning and their favorite part of being at NDA. Let's get started.
Hey, Renel.
Hi.
What are you learning about in TK?
How to make the letter on Martin Luther King Jr.
So what did Martin Luther King Jr. do?
He gave talks to everyone that you can all treat each other nicely. No matter what you look like on the outside, you're all the same in the inside.
That's amazing. What is your favorite part of the day?
Lunch.
And what have you learned about New Life Beginnings?
That they give food and blankets and clothes to the moms and their children.
What do you like about NDA?
That it's a safe place.
And are you doing any projects in class?
What we want to be when we grow up.
And what do you want to be when you grow up?
An astronaut.
That's great. Thank you, Renel.
Hi, Jacob.
Hi.
What are some things you're currently learning in class?
About the presidents of the United States.
So what did he do?
So he won the war and then he stopped slaves.
Great. So what is your favorite part of the day in school?
Lunch.
Lunch? Oh, great. Me too. What have you learned about Habit for Humanity or Habitat for Humanity?
A lot of people don't have adequate homes.
Oh. So, now, what do you like most about school?
That I'm learning a lot.
Wow, me too. Wow. Are you doing any projects in class?
Yes.
What are the projects about?
They're about, speeches.
So what's your speech about?
Everyone dedicates their life to God.
Wow, that's great. All right, thank you.
Hi, Jay.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening to the Nightly News.
Bye.
Hi, Leo.
Hi, Sophia. What are we going to talk about today?
Well, I'm interested about the service fair.
Oh, yeah. This year's the first year that we're doing it.
Wait, so every class has a specific charity that they're supporting?
Yeah. That's why on January 29th, we got to donate some money to the charities. Each class helped raise some money.
Oh, so TK was supporting New Life Beginnings, right?
Yeah. Kindergarten supported the Habit for Humanity.
And first grade had St. Julie's School.
Second grade supported Adopt-A-Seminarian, and third grade had St. Jude's Children's Hospital.
And fourth grade had Mission San Juan Capistrano Adopt-A-Class Scholarships Program.
Fifth grade supported the Best Friends Animal Society.
Sixth grade had the Catholic Relief Services, Turn on the Water.
Seventh grade had the Nazareth House, Catholic Assisted Living Center in Los Angeles.
And last but not least, eighth grade supported the Homeboy Industries.
Wow, all of them are great charities.
I know, right?
Is that all for today?
Yep.
See you next time. Get up, get up. Get up, get up. Oh.
Hi, I'm Jaden.
And I'm Kennedy.
Today we will be talking about the boys and girls basketball teams, and we will be interviewing them and asking them a few questions.
What is your record?
Our record is 1-4 right now. We lost to 4 teams and we won to 1 team.
How do you like your coach?
I like him because he gives me enough playing time to where I feel good enough on the team, like I actually do something on the team.
What are some things you like about your team?
I like all the enthusiasm and the kids are very nice to me. They do not pick on me.
When's your next home game?
Our next home game, there is no next home game. But our next game is going to be at Sierra High School. So, yeah, keep an eye out for that.
Danny.
Now will be
interviewing Cyan from the girls' A team.
How do you like your coach?
The coach is cool. He's nice. He's a good coach.
Okay, what is your record?
We're 5-0. That means we didn't lose anything.
What are some things you like about your team?
My team has my friends on it, so that's nice.
When's your next home game?
We're in the playoffs, so our next game is going to be Saturday.
Thanks, Cyan.
Till next time.
This is Haley.
And Brian.
And we're going to be discussing our school Mardi Gras.
As everybody came in their free dress attire, the presentation started. Each class presented a company that would support and ask for donations.
We went into line formation because we had a parade. As we walked through, we were showered by beads and high fives. After our turn, we stood there giving others high fives.
The mass concert was about to happen. As teachers came through, picking 4 or 5 people for each class, whoever cheered the loudest won the contest.
As the contest winners came down, we went back to our classrooms to watch movies. Shrek was watched by 7th grade, in 8th grade it was Princess Bride, and 6th it was Slingshot, a water documentary.
We were later called to get our food! $1 for everything! Hot dog, gumbo, ice cream, root beer float, jambalaya, Capri Suns, and water!
We brought our treats back to the classroom, we finished watching our movie. Ding! The bell rang, and that was the end of Mardi Gras. Thanks for watching, from Haley
and Brian!
This is Diane.
And this is John, and we will be talking to you about Jump Rope for Heart.
This year, NDA will be participating for Jump Rope for Heart.
What is that?
Jump Rope for Heart is a foundation that raises money for people with heart disease and encourages kids to stay active and eat healthy.
Wow, that's great that NDA is donating towards it.
When is it?
It's this Friday, so make sure you're awake and ready to jump, and you turn in all your donations by then.
Hey, I heard if you donate, you get prizes. What are they?
If you donate at least $5, you can get the Super Pup. If you make an online donation, you can get the Ninja Star. And if you get more than $85 donated, you get the Marcia and Muttley. If you donate $20, you get Captain Barking. If you donate $35, you get Dr. Bow Wow. If you raise more than $100, you get the Soccer Pup.
Wow, that's a lot of prizes. But how do I donate?
All you have to do is get a slip to put your money inside, fill out everything, and turn it into the office.
I'll make sure to ask my parents.
Same here.
Well, thanks for listening. And it's Diane.
And John.
Signing off.
Hi, this is Sabina.
And Will.
And today we will be interviewing kids from different grades about school families. School families is a gathering of kids from different grades under the leader of an 8th grader. That 8th grader is the family leader. They plan the activities for their kids and their lesson to teach on that day. During school families, we gather around while the leader teaches and tells the story or a parable, and we learn the importance of this year's theme, lifting each other up.
My experience being part of a school family has taught me to improve my skills as a leader. We've done a lot through the years to help the poor. For an example, we had a food drive and also made sandwiches for the poor. I'm excited to see what it would be like to be a leader next year.
Hi, Juan Carlos. What is your favorite thing about your family leader?
What I like about my school family leader is he's funny. And he makes us learn, and he has fun activities.
What is your favorite memory being a part of school families?
I remember when we were all doing a board game, and we went on Skip Back 3, and everybody started laughing.
Thank you, Tosa.
What's your thoughts about school family, and how was the first time experience?
I really like school families. It lets me get to know the rest of the kids, and as my first time, it was a great way to learn a kid from each grade, so I meet people.
Thank you, Amor.
What is it like being a school family leader?
Sometimes it is very stressful, but it helps me grow and become a more responsible Catholic citizen.
Thank you, Dominic. What do you like about school families? My favorite part about school families is that I get to talk to other kids from other grades and see what they're doing in their class. And if someone's older than me, I can also talk to them about what they're doing in their class so I can look forward to it in the upcoming years.
Thank you, Justina. My experience as a school family leader so far has been really fun. It has taught me to be more responsible and be a better leader. I've worked on my leadership skills and learned how important it is to lead one another and set an example for the younger kids.
Overall, I think school families is a great experience. And that was Will and
Sabina.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And I'm Emeka.
We are here to talk about the upcoming bingo event on Saturday, March 5th, 2016.
It's going to be really cool. And whoever comes will get served an awesome spaghetti dinner. You'll also get to play really fun games of bingo.
There will also be a huge auction for teacher experiences. One of the experiences is going to Disneyland with Mr. Navarro, Mrs. Abreu, and a friend of your choice that goes to NDA.
Some other experiences are Ms. Hobbs, Mr. Boa, and Ms. Hickle will take 10 kids to go to Mulligan's in Torrance. For those of you who don't know, Mulligan's is a place where you can play mini golf, go go-kart racing, rock climb, play laser tag, and do many more awesome and entertaining activities.
Also, Mrs. Billups and Mr. Montoya are taking 5 kids to Pizza and Robots.
Pizza and Robots is a place where kids and adults of all ages can eat their pizza while they play with robots.
On top of that, each class will be making something to put up for the auction. My sister, in 4th grade, will be making shadow pictures of themselves doing their favorite activity.
Wow, I think that's pretty cool. 7th grade will be making a book filled with each of their favorite recipes. And the 8th grade class will be putting together a quilt made from their own handprints they made in kindergarten. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, I think that's pretty cool. Well, that's all for now.
I'm Emeka.
And I'm Alessi.
Signing out. Bye.
Bye.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Justin and Quinn's segment of the Nightly News. Today, we'll be talking about all the electives in the middle school.
First up, we're interviewing Stephen Lee from the technology class to ask him some questions. Hello, welcome to the Nightly News.
Hello, thank you for having me.
What curriculum have you learned in this trimester?
Well, we just finished our huge project, which was to make a short film where we learned all about lighting and different types of angles of shots. And now we're working on our nightly news once again.
Thanks, Stefan. That was great.
Now we will be interviewing Mika from the drama elective.
Hello, Mika.
Hi.
Is it okay if we ask you some questions about your elective?
Sure.
So we've heard your play is called Dorothy in Wonderland. Please tell us what that's about.
It's basically at the end of The Wizard of Oz. It goes from where the story ends, except all the Ozians, they all fall down the rabbit hole and then they get stuck in Wonderland.
That sounds very interesting. Thank you.
Now we will be interviewing Amor from the music elective.
Hey, Amor.
Hi.
Can I ask you some questions about your elective?
Sure.
What are you learning in music?
Well, right now we are rewriting new songs that we like to make them fit a subject that we're teaching.
Thank you for being on our show.
You're welcome.
Last one we have is speech and debate, and we're interviewing Kirabelle. Hello, Kirabelle.
Hello.
What are you learning in speech and debate?
In speech and debate, we're learning how to present Lincoln-Douglas debates, which are debates against partners, where we're giving a topic, and then we go and debate about it with three contentions. Then we describe our contentions, and we go against and we get to cross-examine each other, where we get to ask each other questions to help our case.
Well, that's all for the news on NDA electives. Thank you for tuning in. This is Quinn and Justin signing off.
Bye.
Bye.
Welcome to
Giuliano
and Stefan's segment of the Nightly News.
Hope you enjoy.
So, Giuliano, I heard there's a new lunch program.
Yeah, I've heard of it too. It's been here for about 2 months now.
Is it like a cafeteria where you have to bring money?
No, bringing money to school can be a big hassle.
So what do you do?
Now we can order online. All you have to do is put your credit card number in and the lunches can be paid for instantly.
What? That's uber cool. But wait, would it be a struggle to go on the internet and order lunch every day?
Absolutely not. With the new program, you can order up to months ahead of time.
Whoa, that's crazy. What's the catch?
There is no catch. It's just an awesome lunch program. Plus, it's reserved only for NDA, so they only worry about us. It's all held by Chef Mark. He's the head chef.
Wow, I'll make sure to order every day this month. Hey, by the way, what do the menus include?
The menus always include one side and a water.
A guaranteed side?
The sides can be cookies, fruit, gummies, and other delicious veggies. The main dishes include pizza, burgers, linguine pasta, mac and cheese, and even barbecue chicken.
That sounds scrumptious. Well, I'm going to order some pizzas on gtc.orderlunchesexpress.com.
You just heard
Giuliano
and Stefan talk about the new lunch program.
Sign up today, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks, NDA, for listening to this episode of the Nightly News. See you next time.